This Week in Health with Dr. Declan Matthews, kindly sponsored by the Clockgate Pharmacy.
Good afternoon. I'm joined there again by Dr. Declan Matthews. Declan, how are you?
I'm very well, Liz. Thanks a million.
Thanks for coming in on this rainy, miserable day. But sure, look, we'll keep the spirits up.
We have no choice at the moment. We have to keep the spirits up. Yeah.
Yeah. It was good on Tuesday to see the numbers fall below 1,000. I mean, I just thought that was great. We're on the right stretch. Unfortunately, yesterday they were back up to 1,300 and something. Is this increase to be expected?
I think so, but I do think, look, they're coming down. As you say, about 2 weeks ago, what was it, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000? We're down to around 1,000 now. Yeah, you'll have blips. It'll go up to 1,300. It'll go down to 700. You know, it'll move around. But look, the overall, and if you can, there is a graph that we have, and if you look at the graph, it's downtrending the whole time, and that's since the beginning of the year.
Okay, they are talking about testing close contacts again maybe soon, is it?
They are, and I think that's going to happen. There's talk that it's going to happen on Friday. Really, it was mainly going to happen once they got them below 1,000, I think. Maybe the fact that it went up to 1,300 again might be a bit slower, I don't know. But there is talk that they're going to start doing it possibly Friday.
Can we expect to see the numbers rise then, maybe slightly?
I think we probably can. One of the most frightening figures I came across about COVID last night, I was on a webinar last night, and one of the most frightening figures I saw was that in the year 20, we had 93,000 cases of COVID. In January of 2021, we've had 97,000 so far. So in 1 month, we've had more than we had in the entire year last year. That's frightening, and we need to stick to the rules. We need to avoid contact. And it looks like it's working, and it looks like it is working. It looks like it's going to go on longer than we all would have liked, but let's get it over with.
How long did the Spanish flu go on for?
Spanish flu went on from 1919 into 1920. Was it 1918 into late 1919. So, you know, we're on that sort of time frame. And as I said, that occurred in three different sort of
waves.
Exactly, that's the word I was looking for. Three different waves, but there was a sort of a fourth minor wave. But I think we're certainly into our third wave, and our third wave is like a tsunami at the moment.
In a bit of good news, after the Spanish flu, it was called the Roaring Twenties. They said they partied for 10 years. Do you think we might party for 10 years?
I don't know if we, but you would probably party, Liz, for 10 years, but the rest of us will probably not. You know,
the Roaring Twenties all over again. In other good news, hospital admissions are showing signs of slowing down. This is a good sign, is it?
It is a good sign. And as you know, hospital admissions are always sort of reflecting what happened about 2 or 3 weeks ago. So I'd say they're still going to be, as are deaths, I'm afraid, and that's still going to be a little bit high for another week or two, I would think. But then they should start dropping. I would expect that they would start dropping.
Okay, a listener has asked me to ask you, the number of deaths being reported daily, are they people that have just died in the last 24 hours?
No, they're people who have died of COVID in the last 28 days. Even the fact that if you had COVID 27 days ago and you got killed in a car accident today, nothing to do with COVID, that would be included in those figures. So they are fairly accurate, but they are for the last, they're in the month. They're not right up to daily figures.
Okay. I read a report there this morning. Germany's vaccine committee have said that the AstraZeneca vaccine should only be given to under 65s, as it will not be effective enough for over 65s. Now, the AstraZeneca have denied this. What's your opinion?
My opinion is this is a little bit worrying. I don't know. I'd heard about this during the week. It sounds a little bit worrying. It broke in German newspapers during the week. Now, obviously, the German health authorities have given that advice. I don't know why they're breaking away from European medical agency advice, but they are for some reason or other. It's a little bit worrying because we were hoping to be up and running in 2 weeks' time with the vaccine, and it would have been the AstraZeneca vaccine, and we were hoping to get it started on the over 70s. But if this advice becomes unilateral, it's going to put things back a little bit. So it's a little bit of a concern.
Okay, and that hasn't been approved yet. Tomorrow it's due to be approved. So could this slow it down?
Yeah, it's been a bit like tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this petty place from day to day, to quote Shakespeare. You know, we keep hearing it's going to be approved, going to be approved. I would expect that it will be approved tomorrow. But really, its supply is going to be one of the problems, as we know, with the AstraZeneca vaccine. And also now, if this rule comes in that they can't give it to the over 65s, that's going to put cat among the pigeons a little bit.
Yeah, and there seems to be a big delay. They're saying that they won't be able to give the amount of vaccines that they had originally promised. I mean, that's going to slow down for yin surgeries as well, isn't it?
Hugely. It's going to slow down hugely because, as I say, we're all gung-ho. We're all ready to go. We're all ready to start. Our computers are being updated next week so that we'll be able to get in touch with people and we'll be able to sort of document that they had it and all that sort of stuff. But as I say, I don't know. Equally, I think the German health minister has said there's going to be a slowdown in vaccine for the next 10 weeks.
Okay, another question somebody asked me to ask you. If somebody is caring for somebody and living in the house with them and they are obviously compromised.
Yeah.
Vulnerable, we'll say.
Immunocompromised, yeah.
Yeah, and they received the vaccine. Should the carer also receive it?
One would have hoped that carers start to receive it, in fact, in general, because, as I say, they're putting their lives on the line by going into people and they're doing very, very well, you know.
But for somebody actually living with somebody that's caring for somebody more so?
I don't think they will be included in the first tranche, let's put it that way.
Yeah, okay. How are nursing homes coping?
Nursing homes are coping okay. Nursing homes in East Cork have been a little bit hit in the last week or so, and that's a little bit of a worry. It's being managed very well, and that's really it. Hopefully it will ease up.
Unfortunately, it was to be expected, though, when it was spreading so quickly, wasn't it?
It's a national problem. It's happening in most nursing homes in the country. It's happening in nursing homes in the UK. It's happening everywhere. It was to be expected, I'm afraid.
Okay. Have you received your second dose of the vaccine?
No, that's going to happen on Saturday.
And now they're thinking as well they might stretch that out. They're hoping to stretch it out from 4 weeks to 12.
They will, and that's what they're doing in England. They're stretching it out to 12. I don't think they've decided that here yet. What they've decided is that those that got the first dose before now will get the second dose within the three-week time frame. I think what they're deciding to do is those that got the first dose from now on will get their second dose about 4 or 5 weeks later. I don't think they're thinking of going out to 12 weeks. I think 6 is the max they will think of going out to.
Okay. And just back to basics, how can we protect ourselves from COVID? And is there any truth that vitamin D can help?
There is very, very good anecdotal evidence that vitamin D helps. Vitamin D is cheap. It's easy to get. Your pharmacist, your local health food shop has it. It would be worth taking vitamin D. Nobody's come out sort of and said this sort of by government-wise or anything like that, but there's a feeling that they will, because there seems to be a lot of evidence that vitamin D does protect you.
Okay, and finally, I think people think that I might be your private secretary or something, because I've been asked the question numerous times this week, why are people receiving letters to say that Dr. Matthews is not their doctor anymore?
Basically because Dr. Matthews, who is now 67 years of age and has been a GP in this town for the last 30 years, is officially retired from general practice at the end of the year. That's from the government side of things, from the HSE side of things. I'm still working away and I will keep working away. I do 3 mornings a week. I will do that for another while. How long, I don't know.
Okay, but you're still seeing patients yourself.
I'm still seeing patients,
they just
yes.
have to inform them that eventually...
Yeah, and what's happening with patients are getting those letters, and what's happening is patients are still patients of the practice and they can choose whichever doctor they want within the practice.
Okay. Declan, thanks very much.
Thanks, Liz.